The Rancor's Brothel presents The Curse of Strahd.
Hello, my friends. How are you? And he sort of just saunters up. He's like, Rictavio! And he gives you all handshakes.
Awful chipper for early in the morning.
Ah! Life is a great gift, and we must celebrate it every chance we get.
Rick, hold on. And the monk reaches out and grabs something from his shoulder and opens his hand and says to a small little ball of fur, Jim, I told you to stay with me. And he puts a mouse into his pocket. He has a pet. It's on the f***ing things I rolled.
That's... you do whatever you want.
I'm working it in to the narrative.
Okay.
Jim, so, don't leave me like that.
Cute kid.
The f*** you say.
And he sort of shakes all your hands. He takes Irina and with a very big flourish sort of kisses her hand and says, My lady. It's like, so... How fare you all? How are the roads east on the Svalich Road? I have not traveled that way yet.
Dirty.
Give it a shot. It's a lot of fun.
Really? What all did you encounter, perchance?
You mean besides the magic carriage that stole a compatriot? Not much.
Ah!
The Vishtani were interesting.
The Vishtani. What, pray tell, do you know of the Vishtani?
They throw a hell of a party.
They have great mead.
Really? Are you familiar with the Vishtani outside of town?
The f***ing Vishtani? You've had dealings?
I get the feeling you don't like these people. Let me go to my notes.
Let me see my notes real quick.
I only remember several vocabulary words that when referenced will cause me to look at my shit.
Says this Vishtani in character.
In the there. I've been told that the Vishtani serve the devil, Strahd. Never trust them. They're the only ones allowed to leave Barovia. That's through their deals with the devil.
Didn't seem like they were devil dealers to me. They do throw a hell of a party, though.
The greatest trick the devil played on man was making it seem as if he weren't there.
The greatest trick the devil played on me was making me look like him.
Touché.
Oh, touché,
I'm taking
Matt.
Inspiration for that. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say I will go ahead and give an inspiration to Matt for his voice and for not just info dumping and for playing his character. That's legit.
Oh, you already gave me one because I was a new character.
And I will give Lucas an inspiration for also role-playing well thus far.
Yay, we all have inspiration.
It's almost like Cody doesn't want to have to keep track of who has it and who doesn't.
I play a pretty good dick. It's just me.
I play with a pretty good dick. It's mine.
Just saying. Yeah, sometimes mine. What?
Whoa! Hey! Edit!
It stays in.
Edit the thing out. Swear to me!
So you don't know the Vistani just west of town, then?
I'm just trying to think west. Which way we came from.
You guys came from the east.
I was going to say.
There's no way. You haven't been to that side of town yet.
West.
Okay, no.
You haven't been west.
Interesting. But you encountered Vistani east of here.
Very far east.
I told you they were spreading.
So just to the other, side of the castle, then.
Near the fork in the road where the gallows are.
Interesting.
I just feel like there's more than one fork in the road with gallows. I'm sorry.
Well, I will leave you.
I only saw one.
Well, that's true.
I will leave you, gentlemen and lady, to your. Danica come back out with several plates of food that she's got on her shoulders. You hear her screaming, Rob! Bray! As they come out with more food.
Can I, I lean in and say, don't eat the green stuff. It's awful.
Can I insight this guy to see if he has some sort of weird ulterior motive for coming over to talking to us?
Sure.
Weird ulterior motive for talking to?
He's awfully f***ing chipper. Like, he's just looking for information.
I just booked another wedding.
Or he's just chipper.
Or 17.
He definitely seemed over gregarious and really approaching to you guys. You don't detect much more than that. I mean, he's
virtually the only one who hasn't looked at Pither an eye and going, ew.
Right, but you also see that he is a performer. Maybe he thinks he's going to be able to perform.
Gotcha.
He says, if you'll excuse me, he says...
Did he do anything that the wolf said?
No.
Did he appear as if he was trying to get information out of us about something? That's what I was trying to roll for. The 17.
Maybe soft information. He wasn't, like, grilling anyone.
Okay.
But yes, you would assume that he's trying to get some sort of information.
I don't trust this guy.
You don't trust anybody outside of the game. On all the games we play.
I don't trust you either.
Outside and we're not supposed to touch anything. We know.
As she comes out, you see one of the other boys is carrying things, and the other boy is carrying what appears to be a raw steak and a bag of something. And he's like, if you'll excuse me, you know, and he takes the raw steak. He's like, thank you, Brom. And he takes the bag of whatever it is in there. You actually see him pick one out. It appears to be a bag of a few apples. He takes the apple, rolls it along his arm, rolls it down the other side, flips it back up, catches it in his hand, to applause from the children, takes a little bite out of it. He's like, I've got to go see a toy maker about a monkey. And he walks out.
It's the weirdest way to say I got to go take a shit ever.
Donica, what is his deal?
He's sort of he's a performer, a bard type fellow, mm-hmm. although he doesn't do a lot of singing, a little bit of sort of parlor tricks, you know, seems to be on his way through. He came with a cart, I assume he's here trying to find work at some of the festivals.
Is he trustworthy?
Oh, I think he's great to have around. He's really helpful. He's helped Irwin a couple of times in the barn, and the kids seem to enjoy his jokes. I wouldn't trust any of his stories, though. He seems to be quite a liar.
What's with the meat?
I think he's going to see Blinsky.
Who's that?
The toy maker.
With a steak? Is Blinsky a werewolf?
If you're something stupid, please differentiate it between real life and the game. Is that your legitimate thing?
No, it's a legitimate question. Is he some kind of werewolf? Like, what does he need raw meat for?
Roll me a perception.
I'd be happy with something. I gotta grab my die now. Wait, what's my perception? I don't know. I really don't.
21.
23.
18. So Brass Rocks and Lestat, you see her sort of shudder. I understand you're not from Barovia, but we don't joke about the where.
My apologies.
No, Blinsky is the toy maker. He and Rictavio seem to be good friends. I assume that he goes and they have lunch together. He takes him some meat a couple times a day. Blinsky's a wonderful man, but his business is not as good as going as well as it could be.
So what are these festivals?
Well, the Baron likes to throw festivals. He wants to keep the people happy.
Okay. What was the feast of the festival of the Wolf's Head?
Oh, the Wolf's Head Jamboree, that was last week. They slaughtered some roving packs of wolves and the children stuck the heads on pikes. You came in from the Morning Gate, right?
They missed a few.
Well, Barovia is quite full of them. You guys do recall that you slept next to pikes with wolves' heads on them.
Yeah. Okay. What's the one coming up?
The festival of the, she sort of looks down. The festival of the sun, the blazing. What is it? And one of the boys says, "Blazing Sun." That's right. That's right, Bray. The festival of the blazing sun.
What happens there?
I don't know. This wasn't part of the festivals, at least any of the recent ones he's thrown.
This is a new festival.
It seems to be, yeah.
And these happen weekly?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds like a fun guy.
Sure.
Is it a mushroom?
No, he says a weird infection. I mean, ain't been identified yet.
I lean over to the half-orc and I'm like, is Pither, is he okay?
By the way, did you guys,
Special was the word.
Yeah!
The joke.
Did you guys, she would have asked you this, are you looking for just, like, sort of a gruelish soup, or are you actually looking for cooked meat?
It's breakfast. I'm just looking for, like, eggs or something, like something small.
Well, the thing is, they don't have a lot, so if you want meat, it's going to cost.
No, I'm fine with that. As long as I have food in my belly, I don't need meat.
The gruel is not that bad.
It costs, basically, she would have told you it costs one EP a night to stay, and if you pay the one EP, you get, like, a basic bowl full of gruel. Otherwise, if you want meat, then the meal is going to cost an additional one EP. Which,
Jesus, that's expensive.
What's an EP?
EP is Electrum. Like the 50 cent piece. Yeah. So it costs you...
Oh, no, sorry. I was saying PP.
I thought Electrum
cost
was...
Cost me a PP.
I thought Electrum was more expensive.
No, it's a 50 cent piece. So it's literally...
A quarter.
For a gold, for one gold, you could get cooked, fresh cooked meat and a bed for the night.
I'll toss her a gold.
So deduct a gold off your sheet.
Is that enough food? Is that like food for the day or just one meal?
I mean, I'll count it as food for the day.
Okay. Is that per person or is that renting a room?
No, that's per person.
Per bed.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. We'll have to figure out the sleeping arrangements. There's only one additional private chamber, which she looks at Irina. Miss, you're more than welcome if you'd like to have a bit more of a private room. It's next to this gentleman's room, as she indicates the monk. The other room is, and she sort of points, and you look and see that the balcony wraps all the way around, but it doesn't connect. So there's a ladder, there's a staircase inside the bar that goes upstairs, and it goes to two rooms, or three rooms, actually. She's like, Erwin and I are up here, and then the boys are here, and then we've got one private room, which is occupied by Rictavio. For the rest of you, you'll have to go... and you see that she points outside, and there's actually, like, a short staircase. Basically, it's barricaded on the outside, so the wraparound doesn't connect. It's kind of weird. But you go outside, and there are two bedrooms on the east side of the wall, and there's one on the south side. The one on the south side is a larger room and actually has four beds in it, I think, or three, to look. But so the monk has been staying in one of the private rooms on the east side. Rictavio's on the private room on the west side, and there are four beds in a single room that you guys can rent out.
Yeah, I'd feel much better if Irina stayed with us.
Well, you know, maybe she sort of. That's
true.
It's
up to you.
Irina, how do you feel?
That's what I'm asking.
No,
I mean no. No, no offense, you gentlemen have been great, but Lady doesn't mind a bit of privacy if possible.
It's not my neck.
She's like, don't worry, I can take care of myself. I'll be just down the hall.
There was an open private room?
Yes. Yeah. Rictavio has the private room on the west side. You have one of the two on the east side. If that makes sense. If I need to draw it out, I can, but...
No, that makes sense. I'm just more trying to find a way to convince her to not stay alone.
Yeah. Well, you haven't spoken up yet, so why don't you say something?
I'd be double talking.
We have some time, and she passes a gold over to her. She says, thank you, miss.
Are we allowed to leave the tavern?
Danik is like, I don't know why not.
Izzik seemed pretty intent on leaving us here.
He's not someone you want to get on the wrong side of, but he didn't post guards outside.
Fair enough.
I'll admit, he is very stern. It is his job to make sure, and as I'm sure you can imagine, if you came in from the road, you know that there are plenty of things out there that we don't want in town. My guess is that most of that was just forced aggression on his part. I'm sure you'll be fine.
All right, if we go out of here, are there any toes that we're going to step on without knowing that we're going to step on them? Any odd rules or... I don't remember.
Other than the W word?
Well, yeah, like there was something that we said to the Vishtani that I don't remember what it was, but it set them off.
No, I can't. I don't think so. I mean, the Baron and the Baroness... work very hard to make sure everyone is happy. It would be best...
Like the same way the old lady with the pies did?
She wouldn't know about that. It would be best if you appeared happy. So, Donica and the boys leave you. She, go off. Go on, play. Leave these fine folk alone. If you need anything, I'm going to be in the kitchen tidying up a bit. Erwin will be in shortly, so if you'd like to speak with him. Like I said, feel free to go about town. There are lots of things. If there's anything you're interested in seeing.
Actually, Donica, I do have one other question.
Yes.
You know that road coming up to the Morning Gate?
Yes, this Fallich Road?
Yeah. What goes east? Or what lies the other way?
West.
Didn't we come from the east?
Yes.
Did we?
Yeah, we came from the east.
Matt, would you like to interrupt there?
There's a fortified village named Kresik. It's at the west end of the valley. It's built around an old abbey that may contain info.
Oh, sorry.
That may be useful for your quest.
I've been gathering information on the abbey as a part of my studies. It was my next destination after leaving Valaki.
Yeah.
The burgomaster's name is Dmitry Kreskov. I was wanting to speak with him about activities in his area.
Kresik is to the west.
I just said on the west end of the valley.
Yeah, I'm making sure. He asked what was east.
Ah.
Well, the other way on the road.
Right, which would be east. You mean just over the rise there, yeah?
We came off of a bridge, and there was a split.
So the bridge goes over the falls.
Mm-hmm.
There is a split fork in the road, one heading west, one heading east. West heads down, curves a little bit, goes past the windmill, and goes to Valaki.
Yeah.
You're asking about the other direction.
Yes, I am.
She turns a little pale. That's his castle.
Is that where they say the wizard is?
No, not the wizard. The wizard is north. He's near the lake.
I apologize.
What wizard are you... Okay, I'll get back to you.
Jeff has too much information to deal with right now.
It's the last sentence that I have, so it's okay.
He wants to make sure it gets out there, so he doesn't forget.
Don't make fun of my voice, you Irish f***ing every dwarf.
Every dwarf is Billy Connolly.
Fact.
Scottish.
T-shirt.
No. If not D&D, Billy Connolly and or The Hobbit will sue us.
Not if it's a terrible hand drawing of Billy Connolly.
He might double sue us.
It's parody.
We'll send him one. He'll like it.
We'll spell it wrong. C-O-N-N-O-L-E-Y.
Connolly.
There we go. Billy Connolly.
Connolly. Just
leave the gun, take the Connolly, and you got a fat guy carrying Billy Connolly out of a cornfield? Come on. We can do that one. No?
Okay. Nope. Okay. What was your back question? Game.
Derail.
Yeah. Thank you.
Just right off the cliff.
I believe you're asking
just
who the
fucking locomotive.
Do you
want
to know where Balsack went?
Yes, I do. That? And apparently he went to...
Who's this bullshit?
Whose castle? I'm guessing you mean Strahd.
Yes. That is Castle Ravenloft.
What can you tell me about Strahd?
She sort of just looks at you as if you've asked, why does the sun rise in the morning? Or what color is the sky?
Remember, new here.
You shouldn't go around asking questions about him. His eyes and ears are everywhere.
Sorry, you don't have to answer.
His eyes are already on us, apparently. So.
She sort of looks a little nervous at that.
We came across that bridge, and at the split in the road, there was a carriage. A friend of ours got in it to look around, the door shut, and it took off.
Then that friend... You should mourn that friend is lost. You... don't want to go to Ravenloft. It would not be a wise choice.
Well, it's the name of the campaign. I'm assuming I'm going to wind up there sooner or later.
She said, excuse me, and she goes, she goes back. And she's like, Erwin will be in if you need to speak to anyone. I do need to get some cleaning done.
Excellent. I want to go up and check my room to see what's up there.
Want to look for traps?
So in order to get...
Don't touch anything.
I'm assuming beds.
In order to get to your room, you actually have to go outside.
Oh, you said there was a loft inside, stairwell going up into it.
Yeah, right. Our rooms aren't there.
They're behind the bar.
Ours are outside.
It's a little weird.
Okay, I thought they were all inside my bunk.
And before I get up and go anywhere, or let him go anywhere, I'm asking about the wizard.
I'll hang out until we're done talking.
Sorry.
His first name is Mr.?
I didn't realize that he was
outside. First of all?
Huh?
His first name is Mr.? Mr. Wizard.
Yeah, no, we got it. We're just not laughing.
Because you suck balls.
Well, you're the worst apprentice I've ever had. Anyway. In a weird voice, I say that there's a tale of a mad wizard convinced that he could kill Strahd, and he was struck down, but perhaps not killed. He's believed to haunt the mountains around the castle.
Great. Ghost okay. Wizards. That's all we need.
Ghost wizards.
Against Strahd.
So. That's my metal.
Probably something we do need. And I think there was a mention of that in the crazy...
apparently
in the cards, yeah.
In the crazy wizard's ramblings.
Find the tower on the lake, let his name and servant guide you. That doesn't make any sense to you, does it?
Oh, yeah, we should, compare notes here, probably. This guy's been places.
This is things. This is kind of a hasty drawing of what it looks like. So you guys are in here in the tap room, and you can tell that there are a set of stairs going up to a balcony here. Okay. And there are doors here, but she indicated this is Rictavio's room, and the kids stay here, and her, you know, their bedroom's here.
Okay.
You actually have to go out the door, which is underneath this, go around, and there are stairs on the outside up to a locked door that's the second floor. Kind of like those old apartment homes, you know, somebody lives on the first floor, somebody lives on the second floor.
Yeah. Yep.
Same thing. You have to go outside, climb the stairs, locked door. Then there's bedroom. This is where the monk is staying. If you go in here, Lucas, there's a series of four beds just in one large room that occupies most of the space.
So all of our rooms are accessed from the outside.
Rictavio's is accessed from the inside?
Correct.
I was going to have a big problem, yeah, if we were separated from...
But you're so sneaky!
Middle of the day with everybody standing there watching now.
Nice.
If you are... where is it now? Four plain beds with straw mat.
F word. Sneaky.
Four plain... Four?
What?
Move!
What?
Four plain beds with straw mattresses line the north wall of this well-lit room. Each bed comes with a matching footlocker to store clothing and other belongings. A table and four chairs occupy the corner across from the door. An oil lamp resting on the table casts a bright yellow flame. The door to this room can be locked from the inside, and each guest receives a key. The footlockers are empty and for the use of guests.
Sensible. Neat.
Okay.
Where are you all headed next?
Marketplace, maybe?
No, I mean once you leave this village. I'm looking for traveling companions.
I haven't really thought that far ahead.
The road is lonely.
Well?
The sheep farmers are few and far between. I'm just getting ahead of that one.
I don't know if we have any thought of trying to find our friend again, but it sounds like dire straits for him.
Her.
It.
Well, from your talk, you're looking to destroy possibly the one I call Strahd. The one they call Strahd.
I'm up for a good challenge any day.
I think our goals may be one and the same.
Could always use an extra party member. What's your AC,
We
sir?
Seem to be one short.
What's your AC, sir?
Convenient.
It's low. I can't wear armor, apparently.
Nope, we're going to take the bard.
Actually, is that little kid available?
He snores. I told you.
Yeah.
I come with a mouse.
What's for Tim?
Come with a mouse.
Is his name Bojangles?
It's Jim, goddammit.
Damn it, Jim. He's a mouse, not a falcon.
Nope, just stop.
Wow, that was... You actually lose experience points for bad Star Trek reference, I feel like.
Remove inspiration.
Your character dies. Yeah.
And wear the D&D dungeon.
You're actually negative one inspiration, so...
I'll play Bozak from now on.
You have to wear the dungeons and dunce cap. Yes.
Oh, wait, that one got a laugh?
Not a good one.
It was better than yours, bitch.
It was. I mean, it wasn't a joke, but what legitimately what yours was like a negative joke. Like your next joke that is good, no one's going to laugh at, and it's just going to be like.
And you just started slowing back jokes. Up. You got halfway through it and just started slowing down, getting quieter, like you realized how bad it was.
But you're like, damn it, I started up.
I was pot committed at that point. And I was like, I gotta finish this.
So what would you gentlemen like to do?
Did you guys say I could come with you?
Yeah.
We're on the fence.
Sure.
No. Yeah. I shall prove myself in battle.
Okay.
Finally. Some competition in this group.
I've been here a while. Do you need a town guide?
Do you bleed?
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
I got a spell book I want to try and sell.
Hey, so do I.
Do you have it?
Huh?
Do you have it?
Do I? I have it written down.
We only found one.
There are a number of general shops.
We have a book of spells to sell.
Have you noticed specifically any place that would buy a spell book? Not necessarily. There may be a few interested buyers around town. But no, you don't know. Roll me a...
Hang on.
Look what you did, Lucas.
I'm scratching my leg.
It's July. Why are you wearing a peacoat?
It's freezing when I walk back in from outside.
But the fact that you had it with you...
It's also not a peacoat. It's a hoodie.
Whatever.
Emo hoodie.
It's not a buttons for a hoodie.
Yeah, it's double-breasted.
Who buys a double-breasted hoodie?
No breast jokes off that? Wow.
No. Can we, I'm going to derail this a little bit, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't write anything down because I think we might have looked at it once, but can we go to page 219?
Oh, is this where the spell book's at?
I have a ring.
Oh.
Does it must be destroyed? It appears to you to be just sort of like a plain gold wedding band.
It appears to me.
Yes.
Okay.
In a game involving magic, I'm never going to be
I
like,
know, I know.
You got a mundane item, bro. But it
looks like a plain ring.
Right. It's okay. Not inscribed with fiery elven runes and goes hops, hops, hops when you hold it.
And you've been sleeping with it.
You have.
Every night.
So, and you would be attuned to it by now if it was something funky.
Davin, give me an insight roll. Nope.
I can roll Arcana on it if you want me to.
I don't know if... I mean, if I've slept with it, I mean, that should make me attuned to it, or if it's magical, right?
Yes. There are all kinds of different magical items and things, so it's possible that that didn't happen, but you are correct. If it were of the magical variety in which sleeping attunes you to a magical item, that has not occurred.
Okay.
Or you, it's because you don't know what it is. You're going to have to do Arcana or something on it to figure that out.
It's the wedding ring from the people at the murder house, isn't it?
One would think.
But you had that sweet stick with a frog on the end that totally raised demons and shit.
Yeah. Can I roll Arcana on the ring?
Sure.
23, nat 20.
That is a plain gold wedding ring.
Hey, man, you just got a gold ring.
Probably worth...
Take it from the thief. That ain't nothing.
20 to 30 gold?
It's worth about 20 to 30 gold.
Okay.
I feel like 20 to 30 gold coins would be way more gold than a gold ring. It can't be that hard.
Hmm. It's pure gold, whereas the gold coins are gold-plated.
There you go.
Hmm. I don't know. That sounded good to me. By this point, as you guys have been sitting around the table sharing, you hear a door open, and you realize that there must be doors on the south side, as you guys came in from the east. There are clearly doors from the south that go right behind the bar. As the doors open and you see a gruff gentleman come in, it's like, a guest, I see. Hello, my name is Erwin. I'm sure Donica has already gotten you all settled, yes?
We're all good.
If there's anything that you gentlemen need, a pint, anything at all, any of you have horses or other pack animals?
No.
No.
Okay.
This is our giant.
Well, if you gentlemen need anything, like
who
I said...
that joke? It's the stupidest joke ever.
Yes, Erwin, you wouldn't happen to know any spellcasters in town who...
Not now. Spellcasters, eh? Not something... arcane practice isn't exactly something
you
bandy about among...
Giants are 7 to 8.
Company, if you know what I mean. The, The magical arts are often considered particularly dangerous in the valley. Trying to see. Let me peruse a bit if anyone else has any other questions, because I don't think that there's a specific magic seller, but surely you would find someone who'd be willing to buy it.
I didn't hear what you asked, but, I mean, would he know of any magically inclined folks in town?
That's what I asked.
Okay. Sorry. Matt and I were...
It's all good.
Sidebar. not specifically noted.
I'm sure there's a shady fellow around here somewhere.
If you guys search, I mean, you would definitely find buyers. There are people who would be very interested in such things, but there's not, you know, Joe's Magic Emporium down the road or anything.
Did I ever get a chance, or did any of us ever get a chance to look at it and see what was in it?
See what was in what?
The spell book. So that we know kind of what we're gauging.
No.
As far as price.
We weren't able, none of us were able to.
Even if we, okay. Yeah,
I didn't.
Well, I think we discerned that it was a type of magic that, I mean, you couldn't use.
Yes. Yeah, we knew that. But.
Well, yeah, I mean, only wizards use spell books, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd be able to read it or not. You can tell that there are...
Well, what language is it in? I mean...
Magic.
There are less than 10 spells in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Magic is an actual language.
Magic's a language, like when you speak the magic words.
No, it's more like trying to read a doctor's prescription pad.
Right.
It's all chicken scratch notes.
Okay.
And again, yeah. it also is partially not necessarily actually encoded, but it's like you can read English, right? But can you read a complex scientific notes on astrophysics? You know what I mean? Like, you know the words, but that doesn't mean you get the sense of them.
Sense of money. Right.
So it's... You are a stinky man.
That's a good one.
So you... It's probably written in common, but again, you don't get the sense. It's not like it's, to cast, fireball. Wave your hands in a circular motion. It's got hands drawn on it. You know what I mean? This is a... It's a personal compendium to whomever had that book.
Right. Okay. So what do we need to do to find a buyer?
Huh?
Somebody's name written in it?
Tom's magic book.
It says, I am Tom Riddle.
It's mine. Belongs to my mouse.
It says Tom Riddle in the front, and you're welcome, Beth. Erwin sort of says, well, there, like I said, that's not something you really want to just wander and about and sell, but I'm sure that there are, he gets a bit of a furrowed brow, interested parties.
Can you point us in the direction of one of those interested parties?
I could, but I don't think I will.
Why is that?
Pretty please?
These are not people...
Maybe persuasion.
These are not people that... the people in town who have use for things like that, I think personally I would not want them to have it if it has any power in it whatsoever.
Okay. Understood.
I got you.
You gentlemen are free to do as you will with your stuff. But,
except for you won't help us.
I mean, you kind of walked in and said, hey, we may have this weapon, and I don't know what it is. Can we find someone to sell it to? Will you point us in the right direction?
Pretty much.
We found these WMDs in our backyard. Where's Saddam Hussein? Can you point us right to them, please? Thank you.
Exactly. That's kind of sort of what you're asking. So he's less than thrilled about the idea.
All right. Yeah, I want to go to the marketplace.
You can go to the marketplace.
I want to find, is there a jeweler nearby?
So, what was the question? Jeweler? Yeah, there's a jeweler in town somewhere there. I mean, you could pawn jewelry anywhere.
Well, would I get a better price out of something at a jeweler than a regular shop?
It's really going to depend on how you approach it and how you persuade it, Mr. Guy who looks like a demon.
I can try to throw a disguise on. It's kind of late.
Give
now.
Me all your money for this.
Satan wants you to have this ring.
Okay, so what...
I don't have a ring.
What is your name?
You care about
that? I already talked earlier about that.
Oh, well, okay, yeah.
I gave up my name when I joined my order.
Okay, you can tell me what to call you, or I'm going to make up a name.
I said in the sentence earlier, I said people call me the monk. That's it. Monkey it is!
Fred? Fredwork? You look like a Fred. It's Fred.
Right, said Fred.
You should have expected this, Matt. You really should have.
First name of character, Balsack. You said call you the monk.
Way to be creative.
Are the things you're saying in character?
I mean, no disrespect, but if you're going to travel with us, I've got to have something to call you other than the monk.
How about just monk?
Tony Shalhoub? Shalhoub it is!
He flexes his arms on his quarterstaff and just stares at you.
I don't think he likes your jokes.
I'm honestly not joking. I'm being very serious.
Okay,
you're going to be a part of our group.
Out of game, this is what we're going to do. Every time we address him, we just call him a different name. To see if he responds. Until we figure out the real name.
Yeah, that won't take forever.
There's only a few names that go through.
Yeah. No, I'm seriously. We'll just call him a different name every time.
Anyway, I would like to go back to the half-orc flexing his muscles on a quarterstaff, staring threateningly at Mr. Brassrocks.
Not threateningly, just staring.
You want to join up, man?
I slowly stand
up. I would ask that you respect my culture.
Walking away.
Touché.
And not force me to tell you my birth name.
I'm not asking.
Are you telling me, little man?
No. What do you want me to call you? Because the monk.
What?
Would Irina know his real name?
I doubt.
Why would she know my real name?
Because she knows you.
She knows me from, like, a week ago.
Well, I don't know that.
Okay.
She acted like she knew you from a long time ago.
From way back in the day, we went to high school together.
What's in town that we need to look at? You've been here. You know the town.
I've exhausted the things you told me. What?
I mean, the monk has only been in town for...
See how it rolled right off his tongue? Like, he doesn't have a problem saying it.
That's because I'm also saying it in the abstract. Yeah. I'm never going to address you as the monk, but I can say, as the DM, the monk has said...
People typically call monks brother when they speak to them.
Just that saying, I can...
You f***ing dim-witted dwarf.
Hogan it is,
touched
then.
A nerve there, okay. Man.
He's special.
Are you a real American too, brother?
Man, I got this weird guttural thing going with the voice. Oh, brother.
Yeah. Where art thou?
Brother.
Okay.
Ooh. Let me tell you something.
We're
so just going to go with that.
Matt has, Matt's character, the monk, has been in town for... You get the idea that he set out about a week ahead of you guys, and so he's only been in town for about a week, so he would have attended the Wolf's Head Jamboree. He would have some basic information. You know that the ruling elites are few and far between, so you've got the Valakovich. You've got... There's one other lady that you would know in town, Matt, that has some sort of some influential... She's got some power. What is her name? Lady Wachter. So you know that she is also a powerful force. There's only one church in town, St. Andrel's. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. You have Lady Wachter and her two sons, Nikolai and Carl.
Carl!
Yeah,
of all the weird names, and then it's just Carl. It's kind of weird.
There are a couple of hunters that you're familiar with, Matt. Zolidar Zolidarovich and Yevenki Krushkin. Are two local hunters.
There's Doug.
And then there's Doug. The Martikovs, who you've already met, those are the ones in charge of the inn.
There's Bob.
Rick Tavio. That's kind of all you know. You haven't really been out and about. You know, the Baroness and the Baron. Izek is not very...
charming.
No, but you already met him. That's sort of it. I mean, there are plenty of other people involved in town, but, you know, the monk has been here more to study. And was perhaps entranced. There aren't any places of intrinsically educational establishments here. So perhaps you know the priest at St. Andrel's, maybe.
Maybe an apothecary.
Sure. There's probably an apothecary. Things. Yeah. But if you have been to St. Andrel's, which I don't know if you have or not, make me a...
Is there a graveyard at St. Andrel's?
No.
Let me ask you a question. Would I be able to find a fence as a thief in this town?
Yes. I mean, it would take, like, back in the day, it would have been a streetwise, but you would have to, you would be able, in a town this size, you'd be able to find one.
He's actually got an ability for it. They built that in for Thieves' Cant.
I have Thieves' Cant, so.
So, yes, you would know where to look for one. In a town of this size, there would be some.
I would like to do that, as opposed to going to an actual jeweler.
That's fine. Cool. Yeah. So you guys are all going into town then, or going, I guess you're in town, but you're going to go, anyone else want to do anything in particular? Is there anything else should I know we should be going on besides finding this fence?
Trying to build a gate?
But I'm not outright saying to you guys that's what I'm doing.
I want to go to the church.
Okay. Anybody else? Other plans?
If you want to take that ring to the jeweler, go for it. Maybe get about 10 gold out of it.
It may not be magical, but I don't know if it'd still have a use.
All right.
That's true.
I don't know.
That's true.
It just seems weird to have been noted, but I could be just reading more into it than necessary.
Right.
It's almost as if Cody inspires paranoia in you guys. So you're headed to the church. So you're not headed into town.
I'll stick with them, but eventually I want
to. So is everyone going into town with Lucas?
Are we sticking together or are we splitting up?
I mean, I don't want to feel like I'm metagaming, but I'm going to assume that he doesn't want us with him.
Typically, yeah, probably not.
Okay.
I mean, Lucas, if you even want to sneak
in and slip away, right?
I say you could even sneak away if that's your intention.
That's what I'll hang in the back behind these two, and when they're far enough ahead, I'll just
call it a roll. Just make a roll.
What kind of roll?
You need to roll a stealth.
I have better stealth than you, probably. Sleight of hand.
12.
I'm pretty sure everybody's passive perception is higher than 12.
Above that, yeah. Well, mine's 11. I didn't see it.
All right, so the two of you see him sort of sneaking away from the group as you start to go into town.
Taking a piss. Catch you later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you wander off. So you three, I'm going to go ahead and just take Irina out of the equation right now. I'm going to say that she's going to stay in the inn.
Okay.
I figured she would.
Yeah.
So the guy that everyone hated because he looks like a demon is going off on his own to sneak around in alleys.
It's cool because we can make we can make other characters. It's fun.
Our title track, Nocturne, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their new album, Nocturnes. To find out more about Sleep for the Weary, check them out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Facebook, and at sleepfortheweary.com. Join in the brothel conversation on Facebook. Questions, comments, and suggestions can be sent to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Like what you heard? Subscribe, share with your friends, and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes.